Everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The U.S. dispatched a Marine anti-terror squad to Haiti to protect the embassy. Street gangs have taken over the capital there. The country's prime minister quit.
With Haiti in chaos, thousands of Americans, like missionary Miriam Sinodi and her group, trapped and desperate to escape.
They can come and get some. They need to come and get all.
Jill Dolan can't escape, calling on the U.S. government to begin evacuations.
Every day I wake up thinking, Lord, please send us a chopper. Please send us an airplane that's going to come and rescue us today.
Port-au-Prince calm for now, but that violence could spike at any moment.
ABC's Matt Rivers. There was an explosion as the Orange County, California Sheriff's SWAT team held an annual drill. 15 deputies needed medical treatment. James Clark of Falmouth, Massachusetts, sentenced to 42 months in the federal penitentiary for making an online threat to bomb the campaign office of then-Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs in February 2021. This is ABC News. Closing arguments Wednesday in the Pontiac, Michigan involuntary manslaughter trial of the father of the Oxford High School massacre shooter.
Defense attorney Mario Lehman drove home to jurors her point that James Crumbly, the father of the Oxford High School shooter, didn't know his son was so troubled he would shoot and kill four fellow students in November 2021.
You can believe that if the prosecution had evidence that James Crumbly knew that his son was a danger to others, you would have seen it.
Prosecutors did argue James Crumbly bought Ethan the gun that was used in the shooting, failed to secure it, and didn't take his son out of school the morning of the shooting when teachers and staff met with the Crumbly parents about ominous drawings and messages found on his schoolwork. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
SpaceX will try to launch its massive Starship rocket Thursday on a third test flight. Two previous test flights exploded. Mission objectives for this test include refiring the engine while in space, a new flight path, and a splashdown in the Indian Ocean, if it doesn't explode first. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station, to the four-state area.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, philosophy you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The White House is sending $36 million to Milwaukee to help reconnect a neighborhood that had been divided by a highway in the 1960s. President Joe Biden made the announcement at a stop in Milwaukee Wednesday. He says that the project will help disadvantaged communities living on Milwaukee's 6th Street.
These are life-changing improvements. They're also going to make it easy for historic black communities in the north and Latino communities in the south to access jobs, school, and entertainment.
Wisconsin is seen as a crucial state to win in this November's presidential election. Reports say former Green Bay Packers star quarterback Aaron Rodgers might run for vice president. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is running for president as an independent. The New York Times reports Kennedy's shortlist for running mates include Rodgers and former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Another loss on the road for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks stunned in Sacramento, losing 129-94 to the Kings. The win snapped a 15-game losing streak for the Kings against the Bucks. Milwaukee finished their West Coast trip 1-3. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
We just didn't have a very smart game. I'm not going to overplay it. It's one game, but we had two of them on this trip and blew one. This trip could have easily been 2-2, but It's not. It is what it is, and we have to deal with that.
Giannis, after the loss.
You know that there's going to be a track meet. You know they're going to play fast. You know they're going to shoot the ball with 17 seconds on the clock. If you're not locked in, not able to manage the same energy that as them, you're going to have problems.
Baseball, the Brewers' William Contreras with a three-run homer. Colin Ray pitched four scoreless innings, but the Brewers lost to the Cubs 6-5. NFL, the Packers re-signed two more of their players, defensive back Corey Ballantyne and tight end Tyler Davis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds around tonight into tomorrow with some showers and sprinkles. Low 40s low tonight. High tomorrow, only upper 40s. Sun's back breezy and around 50 Friday. The weekend looks breezy with more clouds around than sun and high temperatures in the upper 40s Saturday, upper 30s Sunday. Right now it's 53.
Thursday on the Maggie Dawn Show, I'll be joined by judicial candidate Rochelle Johnson-Bent talking about why your circuit court trial judges are important to you.
This is the talk you can't ignore, even if you tried.
Why is everyone ignoring me?
Find out why all of lacrosse is talking about Eagle 1490.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the Tom Hartman Program. I am Jefferson Smith sitting in, honored to do it. We'll be back with Speed Round to get to your phone calls. Right now, I am honored to be able to introduce our next guest, Julia Roy, Chief Network Weaver. It's hard for me to say, easy for you to say, Chief Network Weaver for the Horizons Project. Can we rise above partisan politics, or can we become partisans for democracy? Or maybe should I say, and to address this and other questions, Julia, thanks for joining us. I hope I pronounced your last name not too terribly incorrectly.
It was actually perfect. Thanks so much.
It's a miracle. So tell us about the Horizons Project and how you got into this mess.
Well, it's not a mess. It's a privilege to be at the Horizons Project. It's an organization that I helped to establish, actually. So I'm co-founder and co-lead of the Horizons Project. It started in 2022. And, you know, honestly, because I've spent a lifetime working on conflict and democracy issues internationally, I decided that I needed to bring that experience back home. And so the Horizons Project is meant to be a platform for organizers. We consider ourselves organizers. However, we're organizing within communities. We're not knocking on doors. What we're doing is we're organizing amongst networks who are working on democracy at all levels in the United States. That's a complicated job. It's a big job. But it was a little bit of a gap that I saw, kind of who's the connective tissue between all of these different efforts to promote democracy, save democracy, defend democracy in the United States. And so that's what Horizons Project does. Small team, small but mighty team, and I'm doing the network weaving.
Thank you so much for doing that work. It is inspiring and I think strategic, and I want to get into it more. So when you talk about trying to weave networks, trying to organize, trying to build community, organize within communities and in democracy of all sorts, give a couple garden variety examples or a couple of your most inspiring examples.
Yeah, well, what I would say is, you know, there's so much good work being done in the United States. And, you know, of course, you know, this is a challenge that we always have. The kind of positive stories aren't being told about good people who care about, you know, their community, their civic life. And so this is unsung work. And it often is unfolding in silos. So you may have folks who are really concerned about polarization. And they're in their communities. They're inviting people to dialogue across many lines of difference. Maybe it's ideological. Maybe it's, you know, somebody's wearing a red hat, somebody's wearing a blue hat. They invite them to come and find each other as citizens and neighbors to work on a problem. Could be something as small as, you know, let's plant a garden together and outside of the library. To, you know, really tough issues that they might want to reflect on, you know, with regards to racial justice. And, you know, the weaving work comes in when folks who might be working on a polarization project, you know, they're doing community dialogue, might not necessarily see themselves as a part of some of the social justice movements that we're experiencing. So, you know, there is a resurgence of people, you know, taking to the streets, caring about climate change, caring about racial justice, caring about, you know, different forms of identity rights. And, you know, oftentimes these are seen as at odds. We're raising the heat, we're lowering the heat. And our job, and what I find the most, you know, inspiring, is when we find ourselves in both dialogue and change making. So that if there is, you know, a street protest or there's a group that's wanting to talk about racial justice, we can both be in a posture of resistance, but also in dialogue with those who might think differently.
What's a partisan for democracy?
Well, you know, we might think that democracy is somehow a progressive leaning agenda right now. And so being partisan for democracy is essentially raising above partisan identities and current partisan politics to figure out where are we fighting back against anti-democratic behaviors in the United States right now. And if we can agree on red lines that shouldn't be crossed, then we need to figure out how to be organizing to fight against those red lines. And so partisanship for democracy actually should be a pretty low bar to entry, right? There isn't an ideological policy platform that we're asking everyone to agree to. But, you know, we should be able to agree that we're all against violence. We're all against hate speech, dehumanizing language. We all want to have free and fair elections, and we want elections to be respected. And, you know, peaceful transfer of power, every voice counts. Being a partisan for democracy is agreeing to kind of these fundamentals. And then no matter what party is crossing those red lines, we need to stand up against that.
So you listed a bunch of things that I, of course, agree with strongly. And my only quibble would be your word, we all believe in. We just had CPAC. A CPAC opening speaker opened with celebrating the, and I am quoting, the quote, end of democracy. That there is, as I introduced my previous segment, talking about how we think about power, how we be strategic to think about power, and I did say pro-democracy, I didn't even say progressive, I said pro-democracy power. It is, in part, I want to think about that, because I think we can no longer assume a pro-democracy consensus, or even something that's real close to a consensus. Am I wrong? Do we disagree on that? Or do we agree on that so much that that's why you care about your work?
Yeah, so, you know, first let me address the issue around the CPAC quote, because, you know, when people tell you who they are, you should believe them, right? So I actually do think that there is a political project that it happens to be housed in the Republican Party right now to divide and conquer, to maintain their own political power, divide and rule, and very clearly don't feel that kind of the democratic norms really apply to them and are wielding this quite effectively to divide us, keep us confused, you know, weaponizing disinformation, absolutely making us distrust the elections. And so there is a rise of authoritarianism in the United States. It happens to be housed in the Republican Party. It was in the Democratic Party, you know, during pre-Jim Crow. So this is not ideological. The rise of authoritarianism is happening across the globe. And it happens in places like Venezuela, which is left-leaning, and it's happening definitely in places like India, Hungary. You know, we're really grappling with this. But my point is this.
I would quibble that it's not ideological. I would say it doesn't necessarily track with how people think that the means of production should be controlled or what marginal tax rate should be. But I do think that democracy versus anti-democracy is itself could be viewed as an ideology. But maybe that's semantic. But please, I don't.
I mean, No, I don't mind. Yes, let's quibble. This is what the Democratic Project is all about, right? And I guess what I would say to that is we have, in my work at least, I make the distinction between the leaders who are manipulating for political gain and the followers who are being wrapped up in a story around what they would say, perhaps, is a democracy being subverted. And really what we're observing is the fusing of ideology with identity. And so, you know, the MAGA faction, it is, and I would say actually because of, you know, the impact of polarization, you know, fusing of identities on the left is happening just as strongly. But you know, when your ideological home is under threat, because this is what the brain and behavioral science tells us, the more you are fed a diet of fear, be afraid, they are after you, you more and more need to feel a part of your in-group no matter what. And you start to hate the out-group and dehumanize the out-group, in this case, you know, the snowflake woke mob that on the other side truly is a threat. And we're in lizard brain mode right now. We're not deliberating. And so that's the real challenge, I think, is there's both a process of defeating a faction that absolutely needs to be defeated, and there is a growing movement in the conservative movement that, you know, we honestly need to be supporting. That if you want to know what a partisan for democracy looks like, being a partisan for democracy is joining hands with our anti-MAGA conservative friends who also want to take back their party for these democratic principles, at the same time showing those that really see themselves in Trump's future as a part of our shared future as Americans. So it has to be both, and we got to look past this one election. Election has consequences. We need to make sure this anti-democratic faction loses, and we need to create a path for belonging for folks who are a part of this right now.
You say there's a growing movement within the Republican Party that is pro-democracy. Give me examples or give me data. Help me understand, because those are people. I mean, we were just talking about that. That was my grandfather, right? The first thing I would say is not that that was growing. The first thing I would probably say is it seems like it's been significantly withering. And our recent caller is a chief of staff to a former Republican senator, described himself as a recovering Republican. It seems like a lot of the growing movement of Republicans against Trump aren't necessarily growing within the Republican Party. But where am I getting that wrong? What's the data I should look to, or what's the trend I should understand about a growing pro-democracy movement within the Republican Party?
Yeah, so you mentioned CPAC. You know, there is a counter conference to CPAC. It's called Principles First. Mm-hmm. It's been happening for the last 4 years. It's attached to an organization, that Senator Kissinger was involved with. And the conference grows every year. And I would absolutely check them out. They have listed what their principles are. They are a party of the rule of law. They are a party of patriotism, of fairness. I attended, you know, I listened to how they're struggling. And, you know, there's political calculations right now of, you know, finding common cause with Democrats for a particular moment to then rebuild a party that absolutely needs to happen. And, you know, that's why these issues around identity and social norms and, you know, feeling a part of our in-group, a lot of folks are just quiet right now. You know, so, you know, and I think that we've got to create more of an infrastructure.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup, like low energy, skin issues, digestive problems. Here's the thing. Dog lovers and dogs deserve food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible too. That's why dog lovers love Nature's Blend premium dog food, formulated by Dr. Marty. Dr. Marty's veterinarian called the miracle worker by Forbes magazine. Nature's Blend has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first five ingredients, so dogs naturally love the flavor of Nature's Blend. Today, you can get up to 54% of your first order of Nature's Blend. You can get 54% off of it, which is great, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/tom or text THOM to 511-511. Text TOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. I miss George. Talking to Julia Roig at the Horizons Project, who is urging people to become partisans for democracy, and appreciate that very much. You got cut off, Julia, as you were telling people how to find out more. The website is horizonsproject.us. And I want to give you a chance for a last word. My plug to you, and it's also my fear. I get the same thing of my small C common cause allies in redistricting, is that they have a much easier time making that argument in blue states than red. And then you end up with even more imbalanced, and even less majoritarian Congress. I think it's pretty easy to get liberals to lay down their arms. I think it's pretty easy to get liberals to nod their heads that we should be less partisan. What I am interested in particular is the work you do and the success you have in working with conservatives to build their pro-democracy bona fides. And if you have any last thought on that, or any last thought, it's your chance.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. And I guess what I would say is we've really learned from pro-democracy movements from around the world. And this is not a technical issue so much right now, right? We actually need a broader movement of folks who are demanding change of their leaders. And so, you know, we could do redistricting. We could have, more civic education in schools. But right now, we actually need to find creative resistance tactics for the businesses that are supporting this authoritarian regime. We need to know where those campaign dollars are coming from. But there's creative resistance tactics. We need to be restorative and reparative of our societal relationships so that, once again, we're really like a scalpel focusing on the leaders and bringing in our fellow citizens. And when I say leaders, I say that as a political project. The ad that you were just sharing was around, white Christian nationalism and, the very real threat and fusion of a Christian nationalism political project with the Republican Party. We should all be really afraid of that and actively resisting it. So there's a resistance framework right now that we're operating under with creative tactics of going on offense together with our conservative friends, but to really be very specific about what we won't stand up for anymore.
Julia Roig, thank you so much for your work and thanks for your time.
Thank you.
HorizonsProject.us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll finish with a speed round, 202-808-9925. We'll be right back. We'll finish with power.
Soaring from high above Riverside Park and Grand Bluff, this is the talk of lacrosse. Eagle 1490.
Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup, like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first five ingredients. So dogs naturally love the flavor. When we feed Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend, they just love it. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/tom or text Tom to 511-511. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Soaring from high above Holman and UW La Crosse, this is the Talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. If Muhammad won't come to the mountain, a possible turning point in the Israel-Hamas war. In Tel Aviv, ABC's Matt Gutman has been talking with a senior Israeli official.
The weapons train is slowing down. They are noticing the U.S. is slow-walking the supply of weapons, especially shells used for artillery and tanks and guidance equipment. And that stuff is critical for Israel's conduct of the war.
In this country, is it the beginning of the end for TikTok? The House overwhelmingly approved a measure requiring TikTok's Chinese owner ByteDance to divest or be banned in the U.S. Senate prospects, though, are unclear. Public health officials in Maricopa County, Arizona, home to Phoenix, confirming a staggering 645 heat-related deaths last year. That was more than 50% higher than the year before, and another consecutive annual record. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wagihau. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Dr. James Beebe has been named the new chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse. He currently serves as the provost and vice president for academic affairs at Keene State College in New Hampshire. The UW Board of Regents voted unanimously to approve Beebe's appointment on Wednesday. He's replacing former Chancellor Joe Gao, who was let go after he was found to be making pornographic videos. This year's winter has officially been declared the warmest on record for Wisconsin. The state climatology office says that the average temperature from December through February was just over 28 degrees. That's nearly 10 degrees warmer than normal. This year's winter beat out the previous warmest winter by 2 degrees, which was set in the winter of 2001-2002. I'm Nate Wagihaut, Civic Media News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds around tonight into tomorrow with some showers and sprinkles. Low 40s low tonight. High tomorrow, only upper 40s. Sun's back breezy and around 50 Friday. The weekend looks breezy with more clouds around than sun and high temperatures in the upper 40s Saturday, upper 30s Sunday. Right now it's 53.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite Buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But like when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
That's like to a that's former true. Lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why... I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. News Talk for Homan, on Alaska, and of course, La Crosse. Eagle 1490 WLCX, the talk of La Crosse.
from international trade policy to immigration policy to housing. We've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. And we're back. You are listening to the Tom Hartman Show. I'm Jefferson Smith. Honored to be here and honored to have you. Let's go straight to your calls on a speed round. Starting with the winner of the Most Patient Listener Award, Jim from Long Beach. You are on the air.
Good morning. Good morning, Jeff. Enjoy your show. Enjoy the dialogue. I want to offer a different view of power. And that's the view that our society holds is fake, as we know. It's not power. It's greed, arrogance, self-importance, and ego. Those are not power. They are what they are, but not power. We know what those are. They keep us tied down, abhorrent, sick, heavy, self-righteous, bored, tyrants, despots, genociders engaged in war, slavery, and domination. It's a pathetic shadow of what human beings can and should be. Prisoners of our own devices, as you know the song. They are the first thing to get rid of. If we are going to ever succeed as humanity goes, and we are not getting rid of them as things presently are, we are exacerbating those egos and self-importances every day through the media, through the news, through politics, through business, everywhere. Now the second part. Power is air. Water, soil, food, rivers, oceans, plants, animals, sunshine, they make us. That's power, not the reverse. We don't make them. They make us. Mm-hmm. No, the other things, the ego and self-importance, are wastes and don't lead us anywhere. No civilization can exist outside of those, of air and water and soil. And those are real powers. If the air and the soil and the food are fouled, so are we. One president knew this. One president is the nation that destroys its soil, destroys itself. That was FDR in 1930, 100 years ago. If they are clean, so are we, healthy, happy, balanced. At the moment, we are a mess, the sickest and most medicated nation on the planet. And we persist and succeed to move to power. Then maybe we have a little longer on this planet to look at, up and wonder a bit and ask a few questions. Who are we? What is this universe? What the heck brought us here? And why? What are we to do? What are the human possibilities? And the most fundamental question, what is worthwhile our while we are here?
Jim, rather than responding, I just want to say thanks for your wisdom.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Let me say this. I do want to say something to respond. I agree that what is the importance of a media outlet next to the importance of water or soil? And yet, water and soil are being purchased. Nestle is working on controlling more and more water. Billionaires in California are buying the last developable land. Agribusiness has been controlling more and more soil. That power ain't the only thing, but I want us to not run away from it. And we can define the term. What I mean is the ability to get people to make certain decisions. The ability to make something happen is essentially what I mean by the word power. I don't mean it as a virtue. I don't mean it as the ultimate thing. I don't mean it like the highest power is. I don't mean it as a compliment. I mean it as the mechanics of getting something done. And the centers of decision-making and influence that can make things happen. And I do want our community to get better at understanding it. I do want to have moments where we talk about it. We get a little more comfortable with it. And to that end, I'll say this. Imagine two teams. One team believes its role in the universe is to give and share power. The other team believes its role in the universe is to harness and harvest and wield and enhance power. Who gonna win? That in the face of power accreters, if all we do is blithely allow, we will get something akin to the results that we've been getting, or even worse. And I just want us to be more aware of it. I do want to go to Bill from Clifton. It's supposed to be speed round, and I just violated that. But go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to emphasize, when you talk about power, obviously all the power resides with the people. And above everything is equality. If you want equality, if you wanted a theory of everything, it's equality. Because without equality, you don't have freedom, you don't have liberty, you don't have anything. And among us are zombies. There are zombies who are triggered by authoritarianism. There are zombies who are triggered by a mass of guns. There are zombies who are triggered by bad capitalism and become money hoarders. We have to have order in order to be able to separate emotions from facts. When I see these people being interviewed and they say, well, I don't like either Biden or Trump, they don't say to them, what are the facts behind it? Or is it just emotions that you're feeling? Mm-hmm. And
forgive my interruption. I want to make sure you made your main point. Yeah. I heard your main point as without equality, you don't have freedom, you don't have anything else. But please complete your point if I've missed it.
Okay. That's it, because
awesome.
You cannot have anything else unless we consider each other free. And Alexis de Tocqueville said, choosing between freedom and equality, I choose equality.
No,
Americans
I'll tell
would
you
rather
what, Larry
be
Lessig,
equal in slavery.
No, Bill, I appreciate
free.
It. I want to get to the next caller because we're going to do speed round, try to clear the board as best we can. Do appreciate the call. Larry Lessig, for what it's worth, agrees with you. He was a big democracy guy, and he came to the sense that really is all rooted in equality, and that's the key thing. Let's go to Gary from Monroe, Georgia, here on speed round.
Thanks, Jeff. In all due respect, I've listened with interest. I'll try to be as fast as I can. I think we're all around this. It's not that complicated.
Yeah.
You're very well described it, a lot of you. But the bottom line is we're not going to be free. We're not going to save our democracy because we're on the edge of losing it because of one thing. We got to focus on our the real priority. The real number one priority will and always will be, especially now, is the rule of law.
Mm-hmm.
Is the rule of law. If we don't get this, and if we elect the wrong person in November, we're not going to have a rule of law.
Mm-hmm.
A president is elected to do as he pleases. He's elected to do what the people please, and only as the law allows.
Mm-hmm.
Only as the law allows. That's what I believe.
We lose
our priority. A lot of Americans better wake up. We're losing it.
Appreciate the call, Gary. Going to Robbins from West Lynn. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you. Joining your speed round that we need to take down, we meaning the grassroots electorate, need to take down the power of the private railroads. An excellent words to Google for just a short 10-minute video. We need our first 100,000 views. Google climate emergency trains. An effective response. And, you know, we have to take down this particular little power center. There are many, many legs to the capitalist stool or to the monopoly stool, but we need to take out that leg. And that unleashes power to reduce climate, you know, dangerous emissions, improve safety, improve the quality of life, lower costs. And that's my rant.
All right, I appreciate it. I think I found it here. The climate emergency colon trains an effective response. I found it. I can, if I remember after the show, I'm at Jefferson D. Smith on now X, formerly Twitter. I can put it out there. I can put it on Blue Sky. But let me say something else on climate. Because you're in the area, on April 25th, Climate Tech Summit, I had plugged it earlier, but I didn't have the discount code. It's the WINGS Conference, and it's on April 25th at Portland State University. At the Viking Pavilion, and I've got a 70% discount code for Tom Hartman fans, and it's Let's Fly 70. Let's Fly 70. And that discount code is good for not very many days, but I know it's good right now. And the website is Wings Conference, thewingsconference.com. If you don't find it easily there, just enter in Climate Tech in addition to Wings Conference. You'll find it easily. So thank you for your plug, and there's one in response. Let's go to Chris from St. Louis. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Speaking of power and misuse of it and people being in silos, I have read several articles about Viktor Orban persecuting and defunding and shutting down the social programs of an evangelical Methodist church in Hungary that has won awards from international human rights groups and things like that. Why isn't anybody telling American evangelicals about that? I live in a state with, I think it's the largest Methodist, evangelical Methodist church in America. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that most evangelicals would be good with, you know, what Orban is doing.
So who's going to tell them?
I'm sorry, what?
Who's going to tell them? You say, why aren't people telling evangelicals that Viktor Orban is shutting down a respected Christian church in his country? Who's going to tell them?
Well, the news should. Yeah. maybe the churches should.
Go ahead.
Well, I tried to contact my social justice minister at my church and did not get a response back yet, but, you know, we all believe in freedom of religion, don't we?
Yeah.
And we all believe that, you know, we should be able to be evangelical Christians if we want to.
Yeah.
You know,
I think Chris, I appreciate the call. I appreciate you being part of the community so much, and good luck out there in St. Louis. It is even to one theme, when I even think about why aren't evangelicals up in arms about Viktor Orban? Then my question is, who's going to tell them? And even that, I think it gets to. It doesn't only get to this, but one place it gets to is, what's the power center? What's the communications resource that's reaching evangelicals today with a pro-democracy message? Where is democracy going to find its communication power? It's linked to the theme. Renee, you're on the air.
Hi, Justin. Thank you for taking my call. I was just wanting to talk about discouraged voters, people discouraged with voting. It's not just the voter suppression and the gerrymandering. It's also the Electoral College overriding our votes and installing people that the popular vote did not win the popular vote. And the other thing is, you know, I've been listening and I'm like, we keep talking about democracy.
Yeah.
And Tom said, I think it was Jimmy Carter years ago on his program, said we don't even have a democracy anymore. We have an oligarchy. And is the battle the same whenever you're talking about democracy and oligarchy? If we're talking about, you know, what we're going to do to hold on to the democracy, are we fighting the right battle if we're not even addressing it for what it is?
And when you say what it is, what do you mean what it is?
An oligarchy instead of a democracy.
Yeah, and what the Princeton guys wrote was that we're facing a plutocracy. I'm on the side of democracy, and I don't want to just watch it. I don't want to just describe it. I want to figure out how we build power centers to preserve it, strengthen it, and advance it. That's what I want to do, and that's what I want to recruit people to do. And I love you very much, Renee, and thank you for calling. We're going to be right back. This is Tom Hartman's show. There's a little bit fiery just there. We'll be back with Big, Big Finish. Love you guys, too.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is Tom Hartman program. We'll be right back with a big finish. 202-808-9925. Democracy is yours.
The Mississippi Tour left, lacrosse and Western on the Wisconsin is talking. We're right in the middle.
You're soaring.
Eagle 1490 WLCX.
The talk of lacrosse.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas stations.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
We're on speed round to clear the board. Valerie from Morton Grove, Illinois. You're on the air.
Hi, Jefferson. Thanks for taking my call. I like when you sub for Tom, and I like that you start with poetry. I was thinking about power, and there are so many people in power on the Republican side of the House who have a criminal past. I'm thinking of Byron Donald, for example, from Florida. And he was arrested for defrauding a bank and also for selling illegal drugs. And yet he's one of the main ones trying to get Hunter Biden in trouble and get President Biden in trouble also. And I wanted to say one more thing about the first caller. You know, he was trying to use the analogy about destroying your family members. Mm-hmm. I think that he wasn't trying to get to say that Putin would understand that. That means nothing to Putin. He was talking, I think he was trying to say that that would resonate with everyday people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, using that analogy of destroying your family.
He made that case, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I like when you're on, I like your poetry, I love the show. And thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you, Valerie. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the kind words. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Joe from Reno. Speed round. We got just a minute left.
Yeah, hi. On that time change.
Yep.
You were talking about yesterday. The originator of all that was Ben Franklin back in the middle 1700s. He was suggesting to change the hour back, hour forward for farmers to have more daylight time to tend to their crops. That's what the originator of all that was.
So I Googled it quickly, and thank you for the call. I'm a big Benjamin Franklin fan. My uncle founded a company that was called Franklin, and he was a hero of mine. The George Hudson is credited with developing daylight savings time. Ben Franklin did encourage Parisians to change their sleep schedules to save money on candles and lamp oil, according to the Franklin Institute. But what do I know? But thank you for the call, Joe. And let's.
Well, what do I know as well?
But thank you so much out in Reno. Nevada, also another really important state. Talk to all your friends in Nevada, Joe. Alan in California, probably our last time for our last caller.
Okay.
20 seconds.
Yeah, quick question. Is President Biden refusing Secret Service protection for RFK Jr.?
No. Major presidential nominees get Secret Service protection not by matter of law, but as a matter of habit. Robert Kennedy would like to say, because of his last name and because of whatever secret money he's getting to fund his campaign, that he should be considered likewise. That's not Joe Biden's decision. It's the Department of Justice. Joe Biden's got nothing to do with that. And they've decided, no, we're not giving it for Cornel West. We're not giving it for any of these fringe candidates. I did say fringe candidates who don't have a chance of winning, who their only result will be shaving off votes of whatever candidate is closest to them among the two major parties. But this is what I will say. So thank you for the call. I got a little fire in that too. I want to finish with saying thank you. I'll be back tomorrow. I'll be back Friday. It's an honor to do it. It's an honor to be with you because you are the coalition of the benevolently irrational, the good people doing good things for no good reason. Without you, democracy isn't possible. With you, we got a chance, and you are priceless. Definition of priceless, worth a lot, not for sale. Be well. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Rest in power.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup, like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first five ingredients, so dogs naturally love the flavor. When we feed Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend, they just love it. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
providing you with an eagle-eye view of what lacrosse is talking about. You're soaring with Eagle 1490.
Tell a friend.
Coming up Thursday on Matt Nair On Air, Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us for our public cervix announcement, and we talk all things sports with Paul Noonan. I hope you can join us.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Soaring high above lacrosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX Lacrosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. With no easing of the chaos in Haiti in sight, a U.S. Marine anti-terror squad was dispatched to help protect the embassy.
This is more than likely a very small number of Marines that were sent in.